called the meat that you might buy sliced real thin to eat with eggs?
Whole bacon.
Okay, sure. What might you call the outside of the bacon?
Fat.
Okay. Is there a
the name for the meaty part?
Yeah. I mean, the name for the fat part. Is there a specific name for it?
I just say fat.
Okay.
Well, that's nothing but fat.
Yeah. I say lean bacon.
Yeah, I'm not talking about that.
Okay, the person that that sells meat would be called a
person that sells meat. I call him a meat man.
Okay.
A meat man, really.
What else might you call him?
Oh,
you answer the beef.
The beef?
Yeah. You know, your neighborhood
butcher.
Okay. Okay, if the meat's been kept too long, you say the meat's done what?
If it's what too long?
If it's been kept too long.
Uh-huh.
Say the meat has
spoiled?
Sure. Okay. Have you ever heard anything called head cheese or souse?
Yeah.
Okay, but what have you heard it called? Souse or which of the two?
I've heard it as head cheese.
Uh-huh. Do you know what it is? Okay.
But I know it looks nasty.
Oh, is it? What's it look like?
Oh, man. It's compact, like that of a cheese. Oh, like it has all kinds of ingredients in it, you know.
What color is it?
Well, you name it, the color's there. It just looks gross to me, and I wouldn't put it nowhere around my mouth, you know. And I've heard some people call it what, hedgehog cheese?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, hedgehog cheese, something like that.
You know what that is?
What?
They take the skin from the head of the hog and boil it down. Press.
No, to him it might sound good, but not to me.
Have you ever heard anybody make anything out of hog liver?
No. That's one new on me.
Pardon me?
That's something new on me.
Okay. Okay, if you kept butter too long, what happens to it?
Butter?
Mm-hmm.
Where, in the icebox or outside?
Or outside.
Well, it melts.
Mm-hmm.
It would melt.
Would you be more apt to say that the butter is rancid or the butter is froey? Neither?
No.
Okay.
In my household, no. I'll put it like that.
Okay. What might you call the thick sour milk that you might keep around?
The thick sour milk?
Yeah.
Oh, I'll call it clabber milk.
Okay. What do some people do with the clabber?
Some make cheese out of it, some make butter out of it.
Okay. What's that cheese? What do you call that cheese that they make out of it? Is there a name for it?
The sour cream?
No, I mean, does it do with the clabber?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know the name for it.
Well, have you ever heard somebody call it like cottage cheese or?
Cottage cheese.
Is that what they call it? Okay.
Because they sell that at the store. Mm-hmm. You know, every time I see cottage cheese, I think about clabber milk. You know what the kids used to do to me?
What's that?
Whenever milk is spoiled, and you know, you can't see that clabberness or it's not there.